Welcome to the Skillman Introduction to Morse Code. In these discs, you'll learn the letters, numbers, punctuation, and prosigns of Morse code. I want to start off this disc making sure that you structure your learning optimally. First, let's talk about the environment that you need to set up. Study Morse code where you think you'll use Morse code. If you plan to use Morse code in your shack, study there. In memory research, this is called a context effect. Retrieval of information is best if the environment, or context, where it's learned and the context where it's remembered, match. Next, make sure the room is quiet and that you cannot hear any background voices. Background voices, also called irrelevant speech, can interfere with your learning of verbal information like Morse code. Have you picked a quiet location where you think you'll most often use Morse code? If not, pause me and think about it. This is important stuff, and you got these CDs to give yourself an advantage in learning Morse code, so take the time to set yourself up for success. Now that your environment is squared away, it's time to focus on the study sessions themselves. When information is learned in small chunks throughout time, it's remembered longer than when it's learned all at once. That's why your teachers always told you not to cram for a test. Plus, human attention only holds out about 30 minutes. The learning blocks on these CDs are timed to be an appropriate study session length. Each is under 30 minutes. You will want to study one learning block per session and hold 1 to 2 study sessions per day. How are you going to fit 1 to 2 20 to 30 minute study sessions into your daily routine? You want studying to become a routine part of your life, so take a minute to think about when it will best fit in. Will you study while eating breakfast and again after dinner? When does studying best fit into your life? Figure it out and make a commitment to yourself to keep that appointment. The most important promises to keep are those that you make to yourself. Having a study buddy may help to keep you motivated and honest about your study sessions. If you can, find a friend who wants to learn and share the experience with them. If you're in the right environment and this is a good time to devote to learning, let's learn these three characters. This is the letter A, alpha. A, alpha. Also aardvark, avocado, and ambulance, A. This is the letter Z, Zulu. Z, Zulu. Zebra, zipper, zoinks, Z. And the number 4. 4. 4 calling birds from the song The 12 Days of Christmas, 4. The letter A, alpha. Z, Zulu. 4. Z. 4. A. 4. A. Z. A. Z. 4. 4. Z. A. Z. 4. A. A. Z. 4. A. Z. A. Z. 4. 4. Z. Z. 4. A. A. Z. 4. A. Z. A. Z. Great. Let's try some retrieval practice. I will send the Morse code character, and you try to recall the letter or number that corresponds. That was the number 4. The letter A. The number 4. The letter Z. Z. A. A. 4. Z. 4. Z. A. A. Z. 4. Z. Z. A. A. 4. 4. Z. 4. Z. A. Z. 4. A. A. 4. Z. 4. Did you get those right? If not, you may want to try again. If you're ready to move on, let's talk about how to say Morse code. You've probably heard of Morse code as dots and dashes, but we're going to say dits and das. Dots and dashes are just a visual metaphor. Dits and das are better because they're sounds. So the letter A would be dida. Leaving the T off of dits except for when they come at the end makes it easier to pronounce as a single word. For example, the letter Z is da-da-da-dit. When you say a Morse code character, your pronunciation should sound like a single word. Just like saying a word, if you put the emphasis on the wrong syllable, it sounds wrong. Always put your emphasis on das. Let's try a few practice runs on saying the letters A, Z, and the number 4. The letter A is dida. Go ahead, say it. A is dida. Z is da-da-da-dit. Right, da-da-da-dit. And 4 is di-di-di-di-da. Di-di-di-di-da. When you're practicing Morse code, do not write out dots and dashes. They're just muddying the waters with a visual cue for something that you're trying to learn by ear. Are you ready to try some generation practice? I will say the characters, and you try to produce the Morse code. For example, I'll say the letter A, and you say dida. Let's get started. A. Your Morse code should have sounded like this. The letter Z. Z is the number 4. Here's the Morse code. A. Here's the code. 4. And the corresponding code? Z. And the code? Z. And the code? A. The code is 4. 4 is A. And the code is 4. 4 is Z. Z is A. Here's the code. 4. Here's 4. Z. Here's Z. The number 4. Here's the Morse code. A. Here's the code. 4. And the corresponding code? Z. And the code? A. Here's the code. 4. And the corresponding code? Z. And the code? A. Here's the code. 4. And the corresponding code? Z. And the code? Z. And the code? A. The code is 4. 4 is Z. And the code? A. The code is 4. 4 is A. And the code is 4. 4 is Z. Here's Z. 4. Here's the Morse code. A. Here's the code. 4. And the corresponding code? Z. And the code? A. Here's the code. 4. And the corresponding code? Z. And the code? Z. And the code? Z. Z is A. Here's the code. 4. Here's 4. Z. Here's Z. Fantastic. If you got those, you're off to a great start. If you're tired, take a break. Remember, learning across time leads to better memory than learning all at once. The next type of practice is called signal detection. I'm going to give you the target to listen for, such as the letter A, and then I will send code for several characters. Your task is to identify if the letter A was first, second, or third, or if I did not play the letter A at all. Identify the letter Z from these characters. That was A, Z, A. Z was the second character. Identify the letter A from these characters. A was the last character. You heard Z, 4, A. Identify the number 4 from these characters. The number 4 was the first and last character. You heard 4, Z, 4. Let's try again. Identify the letter A from these characters. The letter A was the first and second character. you heard A and the number 4. Which of these is the letter A? That was tricky. Those were the characters Z, 4, and 4. The letter A was not in the list. Identify 4 from this list. Four was the first character. You heard 4, Z, A. Identify the letter Z from these characters. Z was the last character. That was A, A, Z. Can you find the letter A? A was the middle character. I sent 4, A, Z. Try the letter A in this list. A was the first and last character. You heard A, 4, A. Ready for a number? Find 4. Four was not in the list. You heard Z, A, Z. Let's try 4 again. Find 4. You heard A, 4, Z. 4 was the middle character. How about Z? Find Z in this character list. Z was character 1 and 2. You heard Z, Z, 4. Identify the letter A. A was first. You heard A, Z, 4. Let's do the letter A again. Did you catch that A was not in the list? You heard 4, Z, 4. Let's do A again. Did you hear A that time? You should have. It was the first and second character in the list. How about the letter Z? Z was the first two characters. You heard Z, Z, 4. Find the 4 in this list. All of them were 4. The letter Z. That was A, Z, A. Z was the middle character. Find the letter A. Did you hear 4, A, Z? A was the middle character. Identify 4 from this list. Four was the first character. You heard 4, Z, A. Identify the letter Z from these characters. Z was the last character. That was A, A, Z. Can you find the letter A? A was the middle character. I sent 4, A, Z. Try the letter A in this list. A was the first and last character. You heard A for A. Ready for a number? Find four. Four was not in the list. You heard Z, A, Z. Let's try four again. Find four. You heard A, four, Z. Four was the middle character. How about Z? Find Z in this character list. Z was character 1 and 2. You heard Z, Z, 4. Identify the letter A. A was last. That was 4, Z, A. Identify the letter Z from these characters. That was A, Z, A. Z was the second character. Identify the letter A from these characters. A was the last character. You heard Z, 4, A. Identify the number 4 from these characters. The number 4 was the first character. Identify the number 4 from these characters. The number 4 was the first and last character. You heard 4, Z, 4. Let's try again. Identify the letter A from these characters. The letter A was the first and second character. You heard A, A in the number 4. Try to find Z. Did you hear Z last? That was A, 4, Z. Congratulations! You've learned the letters A and Z and the number 4. If you did this learning block straight through, it's a good time to stop. This learning block was designed to be an appropriate length for one study session. You may feel like you've learned these characters well. When you come back later today or tomorrow to continue your study, see if you can recall these characters without any help and then double check to make sure that you were right. If you recall them correctly, move on to block 2. But if you couldn't, repeat this block, block 1. Most people will need to repeat blocks several times in order to learn them well. There's always an alien among us who's able to learn things after just one pass, but most of us will need more rehearsal than that. Don't be surprised if it takes 3 to 5 sessions to feel confident with new characters. And once you believe you've mastered these characters and you've moved on to learn a handful more, don't be surprised if you find yourself suddenly unable to remember these characters anymore. That's okay. Come back and review them. You won't wear out this track. Turn me off now and do something nonverbal for at least 15 minutes. Give your brain time to consolidate the information you just learned before you challenge it with more language. Nice job. You're on your way to learning Morse code.